Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome everybody to the latest edition of Woke Bros. I'm Big Waz, aka Wazzy Lambre, joined as always by Nando Vila. If you're listening to this, obviously you've already gotten the news. Our brother and our co-host Michael Brooks passed away Monday morning from what we know as a pulmonary embolism in his throat, which I guess is a blood clot. I was actually at Starbucks working on something that I'm writing for The Athletic. Monday morning, I got a call from my cousin Teddy. A lot of you guys don't know this, but Michael and my cousin Teddy were partners. They met at my birthday party in 2016 or 17. I can't remember the exact date. And they've basically been, you know, together ever since. And she called me from the hospital, said that we lost Michael. She was with him when he collapsed in his bathroom. You know, she called the ambulance, obviously, and went with him to the hospital. And it wasn't very long while he was at the hospital that the doctors pronounced him gone. Mike was 36. He would have been 37 next month on the 13th. As you guys know, me and Mike started this sort of show because, honestly, we do our thing on the bomb show, the main show, but that's not all of the things that I'm interested in. Obviously, you guys know I have a real deep interest in politics and culture and, you know, community issues. And obviously, you know, Mike shared that interest. And me and Mike had been friends since about 2015. And he would always, always, always share his platform with me, whether that be Majority Report, whether that be Two Dope Boys with my man Phil, shouts to Phil, or whether that be TMBS. And it was decided, he was like, yo, why don't we just do, you know, a weekly show together? This was Mike just coming through. Obviously, he has a busy schedule, just making time to do something with me because he felt like it would be fun. And mainly, we just both agreed that it would be a good way for us to spend time together every single week, you know, shoot the shit and talk about what's going on in the world. And, you know, we'll no longer be doing that. We're not going to end Woke Bros. In fact, you know, I'll die believing that Mike knew what he was doing when he actually introduced me to Nando and brought Nando on, because I've loved every second of working with Nando. It's been incredible. So much fun. We vibe. We just go. And that's because of our connection to Mike. Mike put us together and he thought it was a great idea. And that, you know, that's part of Mike and who he is. He's always bringing people together, always wanting to be as inclusive as possible. And so I'm so happy and thankful that he made the thing happen with me and Nando. Yeah, man. You guys know what Mike was about. He's about working people, poor people, disadvantaged people, about, you know, trying to get everybody together so that we can make sure everybody gets a fair shot at living a life with dignity, you know, some type of pride, you know, that you're not living in squalor, that you're not worried about your next meal, that you don't know if your kid's going to be able to pay to educate themselves. You know, just the basic stuff that everybody on this show, everybody who listens to this stuff cares about. This is what Mike was about. And this is what that's what this show is going to continue to be about. I know in the past few months, it's been so much going on in the country that directly impacts our work here, right? The stuff that we care about, that we discuss here. And, you know, a part of my worldview, when I first met Mike, I wouldn't say that I had a fully formed ideology or worldview. I knew the things that I was kind of interested in. But, you know, meeting Mike and becoming friends with him, he opened my eyes to so many different things, so many people that I should know about, things that I should read, ideas that I should be exploring. And there's just no other way to put it. The guy's had a profound impact on my worldview, and, you know, it'll be that way until I'm gone from here. And so, you know, in that sense, Mike is not gone. He lives within all of us. A piece of him, anyway, will continue to live and to grow within all of us. And so we're not going to stop the show. We're going to keep going. The work continues. the forces of evil and money are still allied against us. And so we still got to do what we have to do. And so the show's going to go on. We just wanted to, you know, we had to come on because this is Mike's show too. And address the tragic early passing of Mike. And, you know, Woke Bros is going to continue. I hope that you guys continue to listen to us. And I'm going to just hand it over to Nando so he can share a few brief words with you guys.
Yeah, Lawson, I really appreciate you know, the kind words you said about me, like that's exactly right. You know, Mike, his gift was connecting people and building these alliances. And he really believed deeply in cross-racial solidarity, you know, finding, you know, what binds us as human beings, you know, like he was deeply humanist in that sense. Like, I remember when he asked me, I was like, I'm going to be doing a show on the Black Opinions Matter feed. And I was like, you know, I was kind of laughing about it. You know, like, you know, I'm Hispanic or whatever, but like, I'm like a white presenting dude, you know?
Right.
It was just going to be like, and I thought that was kind of funny, but like to him, that was the most natural thing in the world, right? It was like, right. Oh, of course. Like, yeah, you know? And, you know, I just loved like how strategic he thought about these things, how he really saw himself as a political agent in that sense. You know, like there was a line, Bhaskar Sunkara, the editor of Jacobin, wrote an amazing obituary for Michael. And he closed it out with a Victor Serge quote that he said, you know, that it's a line that he often talked about with Michael, which was Victor Serge was like a Russian revolutionary in the early 1900s. And he said that, quote, "The only meaning of life lies in conscious participation in the making of history." And, you know, I think that was Mike, you know, like, and he really thought about the work that he did, the friendships that he cultivated strategically as a way to build a political project that he wanted to be mainstream and lasting. Because like what you said, he wanted to help out poor working people. That's all he cared about, you know, and he did it with such amazing kind of sense of friendship and camaraderie, you know, I met him in 2017 when he asked me to be on his show, and like he immediately became friends with me, and it was like the most natural thing in the world. You know what I mean? Like it's not, it's just like he was just like, hey, and then he kept in touch, and it wasn't like this weird thing. Like he just became my friend. And then, you know, we started doing this show, and I think he saw it as, you know, a way to get to a different type of person, a different type of audience than the kind of thing he did on TMBS. Like on TMBS, yep, he was really doing like really elevated theory stuff and, you know, international politics and stuff. And like, I think he saw this show, and I think he saw me and your skills as complementary to that we're good at like kind of doing the first step in someone's political awakening. Whereas Mike, yes, is like, you know, his show is like, you know, once you've walked in the door, you know, you're getting into like a real classroom and stuff like that. But we're just kind of like three dudes who like just shooting the shit and just kind of welcoming people in the door. And I remember when I did Nomiki Kohn's live show with him in LA, I saw that kind of working in like an action in which like a guy came up to us and he was like, you know, he was like a young kid and he clearly was like an athlete. Like he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't like your bookish kind of nerdy guy who you usually see on the left, like reading. He was just like this, you know, normal dude. And he's like, hey man, like I started listening to the Woke Bros because of the Count of Dings and the bomb feed. And like, now I'm like a committed socialist. And I was like, you know, like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, I think like what you described where you, you know, when you met him, you didn't have like a sort of fully formed political ideology. And I think the same can be said about like someone like Anna Kasparian, who we're friends with, you know, he met her and he really kind of, in a sort of really gracious and fun and friendly way, kind of helped her develop a more coherent political ideology. And, you know, that was what was so amazing with him is that so many people on the left, like look at someone like that and be like, oh my God, he's just a liberal, or like, you know, like not worth talking to. And he was like, no, let's be welcoming. Let's bring these people to our team. You know, like our arguments are the strong arguments. They're the correct arguments. We just have to let them in the door. And I'm just like honored. I'm honored and touched to be able to do that with him and with you, every week on this show. You know, seeing the people respond on Twitter and sending emails and stuff like that, you know, Jacobin did a big roundup of people who emailed them, talking about like how Mike and just how many people were like, you know, I was a big fan of Sam Harris until like I discovered like a Michael Brooks video on YouTube. And now I'm like, you know, I'm not on that team anymore. Like, you know, so many people were like, I was like on the path to being like an alt-right you know, insane person until like I discovered like on YouTube. And it's like, you know, yeah, man, you know, that's what it's about. It's about talking to people, engaging with people in a way that's welcoming, friendly, funny, intelligent. And that's what he did, man. And it's horrible that he's gone. Like it really is. And I, you know, it comes and goes for me. Like I try to distract myself and stuff and I can't. And you know, and I keep on remembering talking to Mike in the darkest moments of like when COVID was starting and like the Bernie campaign was ending and, yeah. You know, it just seemed like bleak as hell. And, you know, and it's very tempting to, you know, just get like fully black pilled and just be like, whatever, man, I'm fucking checking out of this shit. You know, like what's the point, you know? And he was always like, nah, man, you know, like in not like in a corny way. It was like, always like, nah, man, we just, you know, like this is like part of it. Like defeat is part of it. You just got to keep going. And, you know, and I think that came from like his unbelievable understanding of like people's liberation movements all over Africa and Latin America and Southeast Asia. Like he loved studying that shit. And he knew that the struggle is long. The struggle is full of defeats, but you just got to keep going. And like, I don't know, I hope we can do that wise, you know, in some way.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at with it. We got to continue to do what we do in the way that we do it. And in the tradition of Mike, and what I say is, just, that's what I really admired about Mike is his ability to make something funny, make something palatable, make something, understandable for anybody. Like, all right, I think this thing is ridiculous, but it's not, I'm going to get indignant about it and shout at you and say, you're an idiot for not understanding. No, I'm going to use humor to explain the ridiculousness of the situation. And, you know, his ability to make people laugh. And Sam, said something yesterday that struck me too. He talked about a lot of funny people are hard to make laugh.
Oh yeah.
But Mike is the opposite. His ability to laugh and enjoy something, and just enjoy the moment, that's going to stay with me forever. And I think we're going to continue to do the show in that spirit. Like, sure, we'll get pissed off about stuff, but we're always going to be positive, you know, laughing, telling jokes, and doing it in that way. And, you know, keeping our eye on the ball. You know, somebody who I admire a lot is Chuck Pierce from Esquire, and he would always blog about Occupy. And he was like, you know, people could say whatever they want to say about Occupy. Oh, they're dirty, you know, trust fund babies and blah blah blah. The movement is rudderless. The movement is this. He's like, they're yelling at the right buildings. You know, like this isn't some aimless thing. They are yelling at the right people. You can say whatever the fuck you want. They're getting it right as far as who's to blame here, who ruined everything, who needs accounting. And I think, you know, I think about that quote all the time because I think over here, what we're going to strive to do is continue to yell at the right buildings, right? Yeah. Like continue to aim our voices and whatever platform or might that we might have against the people that we're supposed to be doing it against. And, you know, I just, you know, we just wanted to record something today to tell people that we're not going to stop doing this. If anything, we're going to try to make the movement bigger. We're going to try to make it, you know, more mainstream. We're going to keep going, you know, as you know, Nando is the official spokesperson of La Liga. You know what I'm saying? As my little
shit?
I know. As my little profile, you know, grows and grows here, we never going to stop the mission. So, you know, I just want you guys to keep Mike, his family and your thoughts, his sister Leisha, his mom and dad, and everybody who loved him, just keep them in your thoughts. And man, and next week we're going to air a memorial on the bomb feed for Mike. TMBS is putting together a memorial show for Mike, and we're going to air that on this feed instead of Woke Bros. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a fresh Woke Bros, you know, getting back to the issues that matter to us.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first thing Leisha said to us. Like, the first thing when we talked to her was like, just do whatever you do, keep his work alive, you know, somehow. Keep it going. That's the only thing I ask. And, like, I thought that was just you know, a beautiful sentiment that I took to heart, you know, and I will never, ever, 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 ever stop. You know, I never stop. I'll never fall into despair. I'll never stop. You know, I'll just have those words will live with me forever and I'll never stop. So.
All right. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Rest in peace to my brother, Michael Jamal Brooks. Peace to everybody who loves him and supported him. Peace to the Majority Report community and TMBS community who have lifted this show up in incredible ways. And again, so many people from our own Count the Dings community reached out to me these past few days and just was like, I discovered Mike through you guys. Like, he was a voice that I never even knew that I needed. Mm-hmm. And they became disciples and they became, you know, not to deify Mike, but they really took heed to his message, man. And so shouts to all of you guys that support what we do. We'll see you next week. I'm Big Waz, Fernando Vila, and of course, super producer Rob Lopez, keeping all the trains running on time. We'll see you guys. Before we get out of here, Mike, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can we get some Nation of Islam, Barack Obama?
See, I didn't know that Nick Cannon had the truth like that. I had no idea. I thought he was Black Bob Saget. Turns out he's bringing the truth. Parts with BLM. Fuck out of our streets. Wants to contribute money. I like George. So that old devil's giving money. Stay at home. Put on a mask. White people are 30 times more likely to get corona, yet we're more likely to die from it. Wonder why that is. Look at the pyramid. It says CIA. The truth you don't want.
Oh my goodness.